If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Before we get to our Tampa Bay train wreck on Hot 101.5, we were just having a discussion off the air about fried chicken, and old Scotty the Body comes up in here and is like, well, I've never had Church's chicken before. Like,
I haven't.
Like, what's the difference? But, like, is there really any difference?
Well, because
in fried chicken
is just fried chicken. Like,
no,
I've had Publix
not.
Fried chicken, I've had KFC, I've had Popeyes. Like, how much different could you make a fried chicken?
You know what? Your Southern ancestors are rolling over in their graves right now with this blasphemy, Mr. Vero Beach. Not all fried chicken is the same.
How do you switch it up? It's chicken that's fried.
It's the difference in the breading and how you fry it, or if you're using peanut oil or regular oil. There is a difference in how you do it.
Here's what I think.
Oh.
Come on, Northerner.
We all just need to go to Church's Chicken and have a taste test.
We're going to have a morning show night out at Church's Chicken.
I mean, it's really good. I think I've only had it once, but and that one time I was like, why have I ignored Church's?
Scott, anyway. We're taking you to Church's Chicken.
Okay, but I'm not really, like, you know,
okay,
excited
good,
for
good,
it.
Good. Good. Okay. Go in with low expectations.
There's one. Right.
We'll report back next week. Holly, what's our Tampa Bay train wreck?
All right. So this guy in DeSoto County was riding like sort of like an ATV type of vehicle through like a neighborhood, like through people's lawns. So they called the sheriff. And by the way, he did stop at one house and asked to charge his ankle monitor. So.
Gotta charge it up.
Already, you're not doing so well. Mm. So anyway, he's all, you know, doing this. The sheriff's department comes and they notice that he's a little like acting kind of funny. Then they start hearing this clicking noise from his pocket and his hand is in there and it's clicking. And they're like, what are you clicking? And he's like, nothing.
Hmm.
They're like, take it out of your pocket.
Oh.
What was it?
Scott, what do you think was clicking?
I think it was a crack pipe.
Oh.
Do they click?
I've never had one, Holly. I don't know.
But Scott was like, actually, Holly, they do.
My clicks
personally. There's a button on the side. It's like, you know.
It does a little jingle every time you go to.
It does. Usually, depending on where you buy it, it like, the click is like, sometimes it's just like a silent.
Morse code.
Yeah, like if you get one from South Florida, it clicks real loud.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to say a grenade.
Oh, grenade.
Gosh. Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
He was just like clicking the little thing that you click on a grenade.
You click a thing.
Once
on
again,
grenade?
Never seen a grenade in real life, so I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, no.
Okay.
And no. It was a box cutter.
Oh.
So he was clicking it open and close and open and close, and when he pulled it out, it was open. Oh. And they're like, give me the box cutter.
Put down the box cutter.
They actually did end up taking him in, and he was outside of his jurisdiction, and they had to arrest him. But they found out that he's like got a laundry list of other things too going on. So it wasn't great.
You know, if he is trying to plug in his ankle monitor, there's probably something going on.
If
there.
You're trying to plug in your ankle monitor like down the road at someone else's house,
yeah.
Like I just feel like that's probably not the best look.
Right.
Even if you're out, like, because obviously if you have an ankle monitor on, you can go to like. Work or the store or whatever, and like you're like, oh gosh, I need to charge it. Like it just feels like you probably should have thought of that earlier.
Maybe make a post on the Nextdoor Neighbor app and just ask, hey, anybody got an outlet I can charge my ankle monitor in?
That's what I'm saying. Like it just that feels like something you pre-plan.